Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. I want to show you something really cool that an English South African did some years ago. There was an English guy here in South Africa, and he put up a website called Adolf the Great. And the guy who was behind it was a guy called Edwin. And this website was up for a couple of years. I might even have viewed it. There is something about it that does ring a bell. I might even have viewed it at one time. Anyhow, it's an old style website, and I'll show it to you shortly. And this website's been down for a long, long time now. But there is something from that website that I want to show you. But I did love the concept of calling Hitler Adolf the Great. You get Peter the Great, Catherine the Great, Alexander the Great. Well, why can't Adolf be Adolf the Great? Absolutely valid. Absolutely valid. Of course, as I've pointed out before, I did a video where I referred to Hitler and Napoleon, and I said that these were the two emperors of the white race. And in that case, I referred to Adolf Hitler as an emperor. He had every right to have been called an emperor. And Napoleon was an emperor. He didn't start out as an emperor, but he was a self-made emperor. And the same is true for Adolf Hitler. That's an absolutely valid conclusion that one can draw. But at the same time, another way of remembering them could be to refer to Adolf the Great and Napoleon the Great. Why not? There's nothing wrong with that. Very valid, very valid. So let me show you what the website looked like. And this is what I got from the Wayback Machine. I went and picked the last image ever taken of this website so that you can see what it looked like. So here it is. So this is what I got off the Wayback Machine, and it shows that this website was saved 228 times between 2006 and 2023. But it looks like it was mainly up between 2006 and 2011. So this is the first image on that website, adolfthegreat.com. And it says this is not an anti-Semitic site, blah, blah, blah. And you can see Adolf the Great and Eva, wife of Adolf the Great. Looks awesome. And then it was mainly a single page that I could see. And as you go down, you see these different things that they had here. So they had this quote from John F. Kennedy. And they had this book from Buchanan. And then this painting is apparently a watercolor painted by Hitler in 1912. I wasn't aware of this. I've never seen this painting before. And then some more things. Adolf the humanitarian. Adolf the artist. Adolf fights breast cancer. The world's first breast cancer campaign. I didn't know that. And then Adolf and the Volkswagen, Adolf and the Autobahn, Adolf's wife Eva, lovely picture of her there, Adolf the Economist, yes, Adolf the Child. And then this quote from David Lloyd George, Hitler is one of the greatest men, the old trust him, the young idolize him, it is the worship of a national hero who has served his country. So before the Jews started all their Jewish crap and their lying, everybody thought Hitler was an awesome guy. Further down on the page was Adolf and the Peace Prize, Adolf and Recreation, Adolf fights lung cancer, Adolf fights lung cancer, Adolf and women, Adolf the author, Adolf as seen by others, Adolf the young man. This is a great quote from Churchill. I didn't know about this quote. In 15 years that have followed his resolve, he, Hitler, has succeeded in restoring Germany to the most powerful position in Europe. And not only has he restored the position of his country, but he has even, to a very great extent, reversed the results of the Great War. Whatever else may be thought about these exploits, they are certainly among the most remarkable in the whole history of the world. This is a really great quote. This is from a Norwegian recipient of the Nobel Prize. He said, "Hitler was a reformer of the highest rank, and his historical fate was to be in a time of unexampled brutality, of which he was finally a victim." Then further down the page, they had links to a bunch of other websites. I went to Nazi gassings. It doesn't exist anymore, but I managed to find an old page from nazigassings.com, and I've put that up as an advert on my website, and you'll get to see it. It's actually excellent, fantastic stuff. And so during its lifespan, this website was visited on 248,000 times. So that will give you an idea of what the Adolf the Great website looked like. But back then, videos began to slowly start appearing on the internet. Remember, we had very limited bandwidth, especially here in Africa, and we still have limited bandwidth in Africa compared to the rest of you in America and Europe. So, as these videos were coming along, and we even started to see videos, and then people began to start trying to make some videos. I myself actually had a couple of very short videos, like a 1 minute video, and I didn't even make the video. Somebody else actually made the videos for me. I knew absolutely nothing about it. I didn't know how they made it. I can't even remember who made the videos for my website, but I've still got them, and I will use those little videos because there are a couple of them that are useful. One that you may have seen has been the one about Zimbabweans at Christmas eating rats, but there are some other ones. Anyhow, I didn't know Edwin back then, but much later I got to know somebody who knew Edwin, and I actually spoke to Edwin a couple of times, and we talked on the phone. And then Edwin told me that there was one video that he made himself for his website, and he edited it all by himself back then. And it's actually a pretty good video, I must tell you. It's short, but it's really good. It's jam-packed. So I will show you that video shortly. I just want to mention that in South Africa, the English-speaking whites still have that sort of shopping mall trading mentality of the British. But there are some English whites who totally merge in with the Boers, and they understand and know how the Boers feel about blacks, and they become right-wingers just like the Boers. And there are quite a few Englishmen who were in the AWB and who worked with Eugene Tiblange and who were in the hardcore white right. And another untold story about South Africa is that there were Englishmen who were onto the Jewish issue long before anybody among the Boers even knew about it. The English were onto the issue of the Jews decades before the Afrikaners started looking at that. But anyhow, this little video by Edwin is actually excellent, and he called this video Hitler and Controversy. So listen to it. I will make some comments afterwards.
Hitler is a monster of wickedness, insatiable in his lust for blood and plunder.
The only thing we know about Hitler is that he killed 6 million Jews who never existed in gas chambers which nobody ever saw. That's the only thing which people know about Hitler.
History is full of contradictions. There are more contradictions surrounding Adolf Hitler than any other man in history. It is said that Hitler hated all Jews and tried to kill them all, yet several of his personal friends were Jewish, such as his personal bodyguard and his mother's Jewish doctor. It was a group of Jews, led by Nobel Prize winner Gertrude Stein, who led the campaign to nominate Hitler for the Nobel Peace Prize. Swedish parliamentarian E. Brandt also nominated Hitler for the Nobel Peace Prize in 1939. For thousands of years, Jews found their culture clashing with their host countries. Hundreds of pogroms, murders, and other violent measures against Jews had taken place throughout Europe. Yet Hitler reached agreement with Jewish representatives who were prepared to peacefully negotiate their mutual problems to mutual satisfaction. As a result, German Jews were encouraged to peacefully emigrate to Palestine or elsewhere and permitted to take all their wealth with them. This orderly and peaceful negotiated solution to the Jewish question was unique in the history of Europe, and more than two-thirds of German Jews peacefully emigrated from Germany in this manner before the war began. It is said that Hitler was mad, yet it was he who conceived the modern highway system. The first autobahn freeway was built in Germany using Hitler's design. The most popular motor car in history, the Volkswagen Beetle, was also the brainchild of Adolf Hitler, who commissioned Professor Ferdinand Porsche to design and build it. Hitler also promulgated the first comprehensive anti-pollution laws in the world, as well as the first comprehensive animal anti-cruelty laws. The world's first comprehensive anti-smoking campaign was also the brainchild of Adolf Hitler. While speaking of madness, it was Churchill that held several cabinet meetings in the nude, while smoking a cigar in his bath. In private diaries, British cabinet ministers discreetly referred to the Order of the Bath. Churchill had his first meeting with US President Roosevelt in the nude, and his first official meeting with a Canadian Prime Minister clad only in his silk underpants. Always irresponsible with his personal affairs, Churchill was always heavily in debt. Churchill's reckless financing of the war against Germany resulted in the destruction of the British Empire, which was put up as collateral to the Americans.
Here's Mr. Churchill's latest song dedicated to Great Britain. I never cared for you before. Hong Kong, Burma, Singapore. Bye, bye, empire. India, I may lose too. Then I only have the London Zoo. Bye, bye, empire. There's no one here who loves and understands me. Nothing but heaps of bad news they all hand me. The Yankees are still out of sight. I can't make out wrong from right. Empire, bye bye.
Also on the topic of madness, when Hitler offered to negotiate the return of Joseph Stalin's son, Lakov, who had been captured by the Germans, Stalin replied, "There are no prisoners of war. They are only traitors to the motherland." On learning of his father's reply, Lakov committed suicide. If communism is madness, then one must ponder at the statement by United States President Roosevelt that there is nothing wrong with communism. Some of my best friends are communists. Perhaps little wonder that Poland was not granted freedom after the war, but handed over to live under communist misery for the next 40 years. Both Churchill and Roosevelt assisted communists such as Stalin, Mao, and Tito whenever they could. When it comes to the economy, Hitler is without question the most remarkable economist in world history, turning Germany around from bankruptcy and starvation to a mighty world superpower in only 5 years. Yet, as Shakespeare put it, there lies the rub. Germany would never be permitted to grow large enough to interfere with profits made by certain people and multinational corporations. It was they who in reality made the first declaration of war, an economic war that was intended to bring Germany to its knees, but never took into account how Hitler would overcome every boycott and economic sabotage by certain Jewish groups worldwide, and even inside Germany itself. It must be said, he recovered with the help of prominent German Jewish leaders who opposed the worldwide boycott. Communists and other Jews who partook in the boycott were rounded up and incarcerated in concentration camps, which effectively removed the sting of the worldwide campaign inside Germany itself. Other Jews were encouraged by measures, as negotiated with Jewish leaders, to emigrate to Palestine or elsewhere. Many ignorant people hate his legacy and would love to erase his name from our daily lives, but Hitler's image looms ever larger, while contradictions not only remain, but keep the spirit of Hitler alive and newsworthy. An internet Google of Adolf Hitler reveals over 6 million web references to this man who died over 60 years ago. April the 20th is Hitler's birthday, and this video is a small tribute to this most significant man who ever lived, Adolf the Great. Heil Hitler.
So, how cool is that little video, made in 2008, and despite the details on it, Edwin told me he made the video himself, and I must say, as someone who makes videos, that was a freaking complicated little video that he made all those years ago, and I'm quite impressed by the quality of the sound and everything. So just some comments about things in the video. The whole issue of Hitler and controversy is that in reality, if it wasn't for Jews, there would never have been a controversy about Hitler, ever. Because if you go and you take a look, you'll see that all kinds of whites all across the world admired Hitler and liked Hitler and thought he was something great. And they looked up to him. And there were so many British people, even senior people, who looked up to him. And then you still had guys in America like Henry Ford and Charles Lindbergh. There were people all across the world who looked up to Hitler, who liked Nazism, who liked fascism. There were people in South Africa called the Grey Shirts. It was South Africa's fascists. There was the Osewar Brandwach, which is often abbreviated as OB. The Osewar Brandwach were basically the neo-Nazi Boers of that time, and there were 600,000 of them in South Africa. They even went on a campaign of terrorism and bombings, I must tell you. And if you look closely, you'll see that all across the Western world, there were Nazi parties and fascist movements, from the Nazi Party of Canada all the way through to all kinds of other right-wing things, all across Western civilization. And in Europe, fascism and various things that the Germans and the Italians were doing were becoming more and more fashionable. They were banning kosher slaughter, the hideous, horrific slaughter of animals, kosher slaughter, gruesome, miserable, rotten Jewish garbage. Those things were being banned in other European countries. People were following Hitler. Hitler was an example. And everybody liked it, except for Jewry. Jews are the only scum on the face of the earth who didn't like Hitler. They were the only scum. And they are the only reason that there is any controversy around Hitler. They are also the only reason that, quotes, World War II even happened. Edwin mentions horrific pogroms against the Jews. I've not really studied the pogroms against the Jews, but the bit that I've looked at it, I must tell you, I have a strong suspicion that all pogroms against Jews are vastly overstated. I was reading one episode where Jews were complaining about a pogrom against them in Russia, and it seemed as if the Cossacks had come on their horses and they were attacking the Jews. And from what I was reading, which was from a Jewish point of view, they were saying that, you know, a Jew ran out with a club. He ran out with a club to go and try and hit the Cossacks. So the Jew runs out with a club, and from what I could pick up, he wasn't killed. And I thought to myself, if these people are coming to kill you all, then you wouldn't be running out with a club. Maybe you'd be fleeing for your life instead. So I have a feeling that Jewish pogroms are vastly overstated, like all Jewish shit. But like I say, I've not really looked into it at all, really. But I know that all the bitching and moaning and complaining, that it's mostly hypocritical. You know, like stuff where Jews say that, oh, they were pushed into ghettos. And then you find out that Jews actually wanted to be alone in their own ghettos. They asked for it. And then nowadays they turn around, oh, you did this to us against our will. Man, all Jewish stuff is just a bunch of crap. Just listening to a bunch of nuisance people who are used to getting anything they want. They are treated far too well. And Edwin makes a good point that I used to make, and which I've actually not mentioned in a long time, and it is that most of the Jews left Germany before World War II. And I've looked at a number of examples of Jews in South Africa, famous Jews in South Africa in modern times, And then I discover that their mommy and daddy came from Germany. And in the cases where they still left their details on Wikipedia, then you'd find that mommy and daddy arrived here in South Africa from Germany before World War II started. So basically the Jewish scum were leaving Germany beforehand. My late Boer Nazi pal, Fani Kruger, said to me that the real solution that Hitler had in mind for the Jews was to move them to Madagascar. Madagascar is a very big island off the coast of Africa, and it had been something that whites in Europe had discussed even before World War II. And Fani used to boast that during World War II, his father was given an order by the Germans to go and steal a map of Madagascar. He had to steal a map of Madagascar here in Pretoria and make a copy of it and give it to the Germans. So that was what Fani Kruger told me personally. So there's no question that if you look at it, Hitler was going to send the Jews off to Madagascar, which frankly is too good for them. Madagascar was actually an island that was colonized by the French. And I think that the idea of putting the Jews in Madagascar was even an idea proposed originally by the French, I think. But anyway, it was too good for them. They had many opportunities to go to all sorts of wonderful places. The British wanted to give them a chunk of Kenya in Africa. Jews had tons of opportunities. They had their own state in the Soviet Union. Jews are just a bunch of spoiled brats. They're always just whining and crying and manipulating and talking shit. That's what these Jews do. Nobody who is reasonable can coexist with these garbage. Regarding Churchill and the Order of the Bath, Winston Churchill was a piece of crap. And in his own writings, which I read some of many years ago, in his own writings, he actually would tell these stories of these meetings where he's nude or partly clothed, or he's in the bath. He's naked and he's in the bath and people have to come and see him there. Churchill was rather creepy, I must tell you. And I have heard a rumor that Churchill may also have had sex with boys or men. He liked to go on holiday to a city in Africa called Khartoum. And I've heard it said that the real reason he went there was for male sex. So you never know. It might be true. I don't know for sure. Regarding economics, there is no question, as Edwin says, Hitler was the greatest economist in all of history. And the more I look at Nazi economics and how it worked, the more I think it is totally genius. It can be repeated. It's fantastic what is possible. But the problem is, Jews don't want countries to run their own economies themselves. Jews need to stick their fingers in everywhere so that they can steal and cheat and do that kind of thing. So I think that that is one of the greatest reasons why they hate Hitler as well, over and above the fact that he fought them when they were trying to shove communism down the Germans' throats. But you must understand that if Nazi economics works, it will shock the whole world. And I'm absolutely certain it can be done again. Edwin was trying in his video not to be too, quotes, anti-Semitic, so he was a little bit soft on some of the Jewish issues, but I don't think you can fault him on his accuracy. So, those are some thoughts about Hitler. Hitler the Great. I agree with that, totally. Hitler is a very valid, very wonderful member of our civilization, and I still say that Hitler isn't the past, he's the future, and that in 500 years' time, I hope that all whites on the planet are Nazis.
So for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know, you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites. We gave you Breaking Bad and all the songs by Creed, all the cast of Friends and trash like Tara Reid, a virtual world of porn so you can spill your seed. Ray-Ban glasses, leggy blondes with tiny asses, frisbee sports and fancy coffee too, energy efficient lights. And so for all this awesome, neat, wonderful stuff, you know you don't thank the Lord, you thank the whites.
Thank the whites, thank the whites.